number 9908, Richard Cruz, east of Captain's Lane, being lot 70, block 1, within Bayview Estates Development. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
State your full name and address.
Yeah. Richard Cruz. It's 38925 Captain's Lane, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your lies, sir?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're seeking a variance in the front yard setback requirements. We constructed a porch over an existing deck on a house that we purchased 3 years ago. And the reason that was done was to go ahead and give us protection from the weather going in and out of the front door. We did about $225,000 worth of renovation on the house, and this was all part of the architectural scheme that was presented to the county. And we had a permit on the entire job, and it was never brought up to us that we were in any violation of any front setbacks. So
That's because on the permit it told you where the front setback was.
Yeah, but there was an existing porch there already, and we just built off of it. So we're
well, you covered it. You enclosed it.
Excuse me?
You enclosed it?
No, we didn't. It's just a roof.
Just a roof over top of the porch. Is that correct?
It's not over the entire porch. No. It's,
well, it's enclosed. That's considered enclosed.
Closed.
Okay. A roof on it isn't considered enclosed. So okay. You must meet these setbacks. Correct setbacks.
And the question to me, for you all then, why wasn't that picked up at the when the plan review? If we had submitted the drawings showing all this?
Who do you submitted the plannings to? Not the
Sussex
planning
County.
And zoning. Yeah, you gave it to the building code, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But building code will not notify you of that. They expect you to adhere to the permit. They're just checking the integrity of your home, you know, the building.
Okay.
When you get your permit, it tells you on there exactly how far your front setback is. Once they've approved your plans, that means you can go ahead and build, but you must have observed the setbacks.
Right.
You didn't include a survey with your drawings?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
The building code?
It's a detailed drawing. I got like 28 pages that I submitted.
So it showed the distance?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Still. They would not be looking at that. They would be looking at, yeah, like I say, what 2x4s you're using, where 4x8s, whatever.
Okay. But there was an existing porch that came out 8 foot from the house that we built off of.
Okay.
That's
the original.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Trudson? Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Burke?
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we table case number 9908 for our next regular meeting. I'd like to take a look at it.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 9908 into our next regular meeting, which will be on September the 10th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been tabled until our next regular meeting. Now the hearing has been closed. You may come if you would like to,
okay.
But you won't be able to offer any more
Can
testimony.
Can I give you some renderings of the front? Would that help or is that?
Let me take a look at it. What do you have?
Leave it there.
What do you
have? Would like to.
I'll show you exactly what we had done.
Yes, it's, if you don't present it now, they won't be able, you won't be able, they won't be able to see it.
And then you all will be contacting me then after the meeting, or I need to contact you?
Contact you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, next case, please.
Next case?
Mm-hmm.
Case number 99.